Hello?
Hey, Corporal Scarborough?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
How's it going?
My name's Tom Saleo. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Great. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule over there to talk with me, and really appreciate your service and everything you're doing.
Oh, it's no problem, sir.
Great. Well, I write a just so you know a little bit about my background. I write a weekly newspaper column that's syndicated in several newspapers about our troops and veterans and their families, and really trying to make sure that all the sacrifices being made over there are being kept in the limelight over here. And I had seen some of your photos on Divid's, and thought they were really fantastic. And just thought, since you've been out on some of these patrols and looking at things with such a keen eye, that it'd be good to talk with you. So that's just where I'm coming from. And I had a few questions here, if you don't mind. And again, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, it'll be no problem.
Great. Well, just a couple basics to start off. How old are you?
23.
Okay, 23. And you're from North Carolina, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the name of your hometown?
Currituck.
Okay. Thanks. How long have you been in Afghanistan?
About 7 months now.
7 months. And is this your first deployment?
No, this is my second.
Oh, this is your second. Okay. And your first was also to Afghanistan?
Yes.
Okay. And sorry, just one more question. When was that?
That was in 2010 to 11.
Okay, 2010 to 11. All right. Thank you for that. I thought a good place to start off. When did you join the Marine Corps, and what were the main reasons behind your decision to enlist?
I joined the Marine Corps in about 2008, April 2008, and main reasons I enlisted was just because I knew I wasn't ready for college, so I wanted some discipline and just get to kind of get the overall experience of the military. And I just wanted to, I was kind of really picky, and I just only wanted to be in the Marine Corps. I always heard they were like the hardest and like the best or whatever, so I just decided to be a Marine.
Well, again, thanks for your service and everything you're doing. So on your, obviously I have a sense of what your job is, but just to explain it to people, who may not be familiar with your role, can you tell me what, some of your responsibilities are, in your current position?
Yes, it's to historically document the commands that fall under our RC Southwest, our Regional Command Southwest, and also to deal with administrative photo duties such as promotion photos and things like that.
Gotcha. And, did you have a background in journalism or photography, or is just something you were interested in?
I took a photography class in high school, and I was actually going to go to college for photography. I decided to do that like kind of halfway through me doing all the paperwork to sign up, and when I told my recruiter that, he told me I could do it in the Marine Corps. So it's actually a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously you've been documenting some pretty dangerous patrols. I was looking at some of the pictures of the Mountain Wolf operation in Helmand Province and some of the other photos that you've sent back as well. You know, what's it like to spend this deployment in more of a journalist and photographer role? I mean, obviously, you know, I realize you're a Marine and you're trained to fight, but going out on these missions, you know, in the role of documenting, you know, what's that been like for you versus, you know, maybe your first deployment?
It's not too hard. I did photography on both deployments. I guess I'd really honestly, the hardest part doing this job is getting in and earning the trust of the unit that you're going out with for either that whole deployment or that day or whatever. Because it's hard to kind of work around with them and get them to let you do certain things if they don't trust you, if they don't think you're competent in doing just basic Marine things like patrolling or knowing how to clear a house or anything like that.
Gotcha. And I'm sure you've seen, you know, just from your photos alone, you know, it's clear you've seen some pretty remarkable things. And sorry to put you on the spot, but, you know, are there any particular patrols or days that that really stand out for you on this deployment in terms of, you know, the heroism you've witnessed or maybe something dramatic that's happened in the field?
On this deployment, I can't really say that there's been much, anything like that, because there's been a lot of, it's calmed down a lot out here. So it's been pretty good and calm, and everything's been going smoothly. So not much on this deployment. No, sorry.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that it's been calm. That's a good answer. So,
yeah.
Glad that you and your fellow Marines are staying safe. That's what's important. You know, even if things have calmed down a little bit, I mean, what's it like serving among so many, you know, brave Marines on a daily basis and getting to go out in Afghanistan, you know, in the what may be the last year of the conflict? You know, it's had to be a pretty eye-opening experience.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome. I mean, I love doing what I do. It's probably one of the cooler jobs out there to do in the Marine Corps, because you can see every aspect of the Marine Corps, not just an administrative side or an avionics side. You get to see everything, and being out here with these guys, it's good, and it's I'm glad to see that they're like the young guys got to get, even though it may be the last deployment for these. A lot of these guys that get to come to Afghanistan or anything like that, that they get to see what it's like and get the real world training and experience what their seniors will talk about and reference when they're training them later on in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When do you hope to come home?
I'm actually scheduled to come home very soon.
Good. So. Glad to hear that.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, in terms of, you know, your future goals and your plans, obviously you realize you're still in the Marine Corps for a while, but, you know, have you thought about, you know, more photography, either training or doing that professionally or journalism perhaps in the future?
Not so much like getting a degree in it or anything. I definitely want to continue on with the skills I've learned and carry on doing photography and things like that, but I'm going to go out and try and do something else. I'm not quite sure yet. I still got to figure that out though.
Well, nothing wrong with that. You know, again, I really, appreciate everything you're doing. One of the pictures, in fact, that you posted of a dog handler was a Marine that I had interviewed a couple years ago in the past during one of his previous deployments. So that caught my eye as well. And really appreciate everything you're doing to document this and make sure the story gets home, as it's really obviously very important, you know, to keep this in the spotlight. So again, thanks for everything, and stay safe over there in those last days of your deployment, and I just appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's no problem, sir.
Okay, you take care, and thanks again.
No problem, sir. You too.
Okay, bye.